This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, everybody. Mishnayim. We are in Kalim, Yud Gimel Dalet yesterday. Today we're doing Yud Gimel Dalet and Hey, Yogade and Yoga. Yesterday, Beis and Gimel. Beis. Okay. In Beis, we learned you have the Klugri Fine, which is half fork, half spoon. You lose the spoon, still tummy because of the teeth, the fork part. You remove the teeth, you still tummy because of the spoon part. If you have the michel, the eye makeup thing, they took off the spoon at the other end, it's tummy because of the needle at the end. Take off the needle, it's tummy because of the spoon at the end. If you have the machtev, the thing that you write with, they take off the writing part, it's still tummy because of the erasing part, and vice versa. The zoymalistera, which is half spoon, half a fork, but this one instead of to poke the meat as opposed to before. I'm not sure the difference exactly. This was taken from the oven, this was taken from a pot, a little bit different type of fork, same type of idea. Take off the spoon, you still have them at the fork. Take off the fork, you still have the spoon. Your tiller, same idea. It's got two ends, the ma'ader. Everything you have to the shear is that you still be able to function. Gimel. The charchor is the hoe. There's a tiller and a hoe. I'm not really like such a big expert on the difference. Till the soil or just hoeing the soil. I don't know.
Well, there's a big difference if you look at the picture.
Yeah, I see the picture. Yeah.
There's a big difference in the pictures.
I got you. So if you've gotten nifkam, it's still tame, as long as rove is intact. But if the makufai, which is where the handle goes into the blade, that little circle over there, then it's tar. If you have an axe that you lost the ushif, which is the wide end, you still tummy because of the narrow end. You lost the narrow end, you still tummy because of the wide end. And if the makufai breaks, then you're a tar. All right. Mishnah Dal. Magrefa shnitl kapo. Magrefa is a, let's see, what do they call it? Fire shovel. Thank you. To remove ashes. Okay. It has this metal ball where it goes to the handle, that metal ball, and then the scoop. I don't know, what's the point of the metal ball? I don't have an answer for you. So you took off the spoon part, it's still tame because she could cornice. It still acts as a cornice, which is a spice chopper. It's a hammer. You could use to, it's a blacksmith's hammer. Blacksmith's hammer, okay. Potish cornice, okay. Divrei Meir. Tyre and Chum say no. Why? Why? It's a nice fara. They say no, because it's not meant to be used that way. Therefore, you have to miyachid it. Once you miyachid it, then fine. It doesn't happen automatic. Okay, weiter. Next case, the megera, the saw. Shnitlu, shinel, achas mitayim. He took every other tooth out. Tahira. It's not functional. Nishtar ba mali hasit. If it has the teeth intact for a length of a sit, which is between which fingers? The index finger and the middle finger, right? Yeah. If that much left, you can still use it. Tmei, hama'atzad. And adds, vosidos, metal axe used for chopping wood. Okay. I never heard of an adz. All right. Next case. I have no idea. Ismail is a scalpel, small razor. You would give a bris milah with an Ismail. Just make sure it's clean and all that. Mafsalis, a plane. Okay, smoothing, good. Mafsalis, good. Makadeach, an auger. That's what it is.
Oh.
Yeah, see, in the Hebrew they didn't put pictures. That would have been nice to get a picture of a makadeach. Ah, it's an auger. Got it. He makes holes. So all these things, if they get broken, as long as some of it's still intact, they still makabel tumah because they still could use them. So says the Mishnah, shenifku matmei. Barnital chisuman, what's chisuman? If you lost the cutting edge, of which one? The cutting edge is removed. Okay. Well, then it doesn't, not very useful, is it? Now, Torah. All right. For kol shenechlu shtayim, any of them are split into two parts, tameim. That all tamei, chutz min ha-magdeach, the auger. Well, have an auger won't do you much, you're saying? Don't explain it. I guess. Generally, when a blade breaks along its width, a jagged edge is formed. That jagged edge, I guess, is useful. Another part of the Mishnah used with a cloth. See what we said in the Mishnah Aleph. With an auger, it's garnished. Jagged edge cannot make a hole. The sharp point cannot be used without a handle. Okay, got it. Harukni, the blade of the plane was removed, leaving the wooden block on its own. Aha. Torah. Well, that's clear obvious. What good is it? And it's pshutik liyetz. They ask the kasha, and they say those are pshutim in the Mishnah. Okay. Let's try to figure out what's the chiddush of this Mishnah. Fine. Hey. Machat. A needle. Shnital charira. O uksa. The hole. Or the point. Tahira. It's not fit. Meskina l'mituach. What is mituach? The tuach is stretching woven cloth. Weavers stretch out woven cloth to increase its area. Stretching the cloth over a wooden board and pinning the edges of the cloth to the board with needles, and they stretch it. These needles don't need an eye because they're not carrying a thread. They do not require a point because they can be pushed into the wooden board without a point. Stretching cloth. You have to designate it for that because that's not its original use. So you have to miyachid it for that. It's a new use. I guess whenever you have a new use, you have to do a yichud and say, I'm designated for this new use. Fine. Shel sakoyin. A large needle of sakoyin, people that sew sack. Shenit al harira tmeya. Neshu koisev ba. Okay. So a large large needle of sackcloth that you lost its hole is tame, because you could write with it on a wax board with its point. This is apparently what? It's a big needle. Yeah. So even if you lost the hole, it's still, you could use the needle. Okay. Relatively wide, it's easy to grasp. Ordinary needle cannot be used for writing, it's too thin. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to designate it even? Since the general use of that purpose, you don't even have to designate it. Uh-huh. As soon as it happens, it just gets that status. That's what they say. Okay. Fine. Where am I there? So Nachmat, so Sakoyin took off the Harira, which is the hole, the Chor. It's Tameh because you could write with it. Okay. Nita Uksa, you lost the needle, then Tahira, it's worthless. Shalmituach, this is the needle of the stretching needle. Where am I there? Right. Because it doesn't need any part, like we spoke about before. That's what we said. They don't need the needle or the hole. Weiter. Machat shel also chaluda. Machat that got rusty. My keves a tvira, and you cannot sew with it anymore. It gets in the way. Tahira from lav tmeya. Okay, that makes sense whether it's usable or not. Sinoira is what? Small fork. It's curved teeth. To use you to turn over your meat on a grill. Shapashta, if you came straight to the teeth, it's tahira. It's not usable. Why? That's interesting.
We don't have implements like that
anymore. No. Kavavah, you bent it back. Chalza tamaza. It comes back. Because now it's usable. Aye, and this is the Tome Yashana the Rabbanan, that you, once you turn it back into a clay, the Tome comes back. Okay, fine. Stop here. Yeah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.